Hi, and welcome to the latest Ancient Egypt news over the third week of March. The Center for Calligraphy Studies at Bibliotheca Alexandrina has launched Hieroglyphs Step by Step, the first website dedicated to teaching hieroglyphs in both Arabic and in English. The website is an ongoing project, the first phase of which was launched in 2015. The website has a database of over 6,000 words and their translations into ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs, which number around 700 in total. Users can type in hieroglyphs using the built-in keyboard or reverse translate passages. Materials on the website are suited to all levels of knowledge, from amateurs curious about ancient Egypt to university students studying the field. The continued development of the platform is part of Bibliotheca Alexandrina's continued aim to disseminate knowledge, often free of charge, in order to provide resources for those educating themselves on a broad range of topics. The Egyptian Museum in Tahrir has opened a three-month exhibition to celebrate the life and achievements of renowned Egyptian archaeologist Dr. Ramadan Badri Hussein. Dr. Hussein is particularly recognized for his leadership of the Egyptian-German archaeological mission, which made groundbreaking discoveries in the Saqqara necropolis. The exhibition showcases a collection of artifacts unearthed during Dr. Hussein's excavations, offering visitors a window into the rich history and funerary practices of the ancient region. Beyond the artifacts themselves, the museum is screening a documentary that chronicles Dr. Hussein's life and archaeological pursuits. Additionally, a commemorative book dedicated to Dr. Hussein has been published, providing a deeper exploration of his legacy and impact on the field. An Old Kingdom mastaba tomb adorned with painted decorations was uncovered during excavations by a team from the German Archaeological Institute in Cairo. The discovery provides valuable insight into the socio-political structure of ancient Egyptian society, said Hisham El-Lithi, Chargé d'Affaires of the Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities, the SCA, and Head of the Registration and Document Sector at the SCA. Dashur, located south of Giza's Saqqara, houses prominent tombs from the Old Kingdom. Among the notable landmarks in Dashur are the Red Pyramid and the Bent Pyramid, attributed to King Sneferu, father of King Khufu, circa 2650 BCE. Studies show the mastaba could be dated to the end of the 5th or early 6th dynasty, said Stefan Seidelmeier, leader of the excavation team. The mastaba is part of an expansive cemetery belonging to the inhabitants of the Red Pyramid town, he added. Inscriptions on a large limestone false door reveal the mastaba tomb belonged to a man named Seneb Nebef, who held various administrative positions in the palace, and his wife Idut, a priestess of Hathor and Lady of the Sycamore. What sets this find apart is its exquisite painted decorations, a rarity in Dashur necropolis, Seidelmeier noted. The delicate artwork depicts scenes of everyday life, including donkeys threshing grain, ships navigating the Nile, and bustling marketplaces, alongside depictions of attendants making offerings. This mission from the German Archaeological Institute has been involved in excavations in Dashur since 1976, focusing mainly on the pyramids of Sneferu and the Middle Kingdom. And that's it for this week. This news podcast was brought to you by Ted Laux and GNT Tours. For information on our coming November tour, please visit our website at gnttours.co.za. There's a link in the show notes. Follow us on Facebook, X, Threads, or Instagram. Thanks for listening to this episode. Please feel free to comment and share. Until next time, continue having a blessed Ramadan if you're celebrating. Thanks again. Cheers. Bye-bye.